Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Damien O'Mara, I still haven't thawed out from the Aviva Stadium last night.
Well, I was in Talla.
It was so cold.
Yeah, I was in Talla where the breeze nearly went through me. Which?
It was balmy in Talla.
Well, relative to the Aviva. There's a breeze comes down off the Dublin mountains now, it's skin you. But yeah, the pity the football hasn't done an awful lot to warm us up or lift the mood.
God, it was awful.
Yeah, it was difficult. The Republic of Ireland men's senior squad have opened their UEFA Nations League campaign now with back-to-back losses following a 2-0 defeat to Greece at the Aviva last night. I think despite some flashes of maybe a better performance in the first half than seen against England on Saturday, Ireland undone by the now overly familiar concession of a goal early in the second half, and one which came from long range as well. Greece took the lead in the 50th minute. Their second goal came in the 87th. It's a third win for them over Ireland in the last 15 months. There were loud choruses of boos at various points throughout the game, particularly at the final whistle, and the disappointment of the fans shared by the Irish defender Andrew Amabamadile.
Obviously we lost the game, so it's disappointing, but I feel like if you compare the two games, the England game to this game, there's a couple of positives you can take out of that. You can see when we actually do play in a structure, how well we can play, and I think the first half showed that, and it's just now getting over that barrier, the second half coming out as good as we finished the first half and just getting over the line. And we spoke about it just there when we came in as players, like, we need to, none of us are accepting that we lost two games here at home especially, and we know we need to turn this place into a fortress. And yeah, I think we're just going to try our best to, obviously the next camp's in three and a half weeks, so we need to get that going.
Is it an angry dressing room, a frustrated dressing room? How would you describe it?
I think all the players know we need to do better, you know. We're all proud to wear the jersey, and we know what it is to watch Ireland. We all grew up watching Ireland as kids, and we obviously want to come here at home especially and put on a performance for the fans.
And would your advice to the fans be to stay with you?
100%, and I think something else I just want to reiterate is that every single player here, in the players that wear the jersey, we know what it means to wear the jersey, and none of us are taking it for granted. And we were all fans once when we were growing up watching Ireland, so we're going to try our best to try turn this around.
It's a very open assessment from Andrew Amabamadile chatting
the
to
boos,
Adrian Eames.
I mean, Matt Doherty was booed when he came on.
Yeah.
There was booing. I don't think it was necessarily for Will Smallbone, but when the Player of the Match award was announced.
Yeah. Yeah, the frustrations were
have
evident.
You ever heard it? I don't know. Have you ever heard it that unhappy?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've been there before. Yeah, really? I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I remember presenting games and similar. But listen, I think the frustration against England you can understand, or the defeat against England maybe you can understand, because they're fourth in the world. But like, I think people would have expected a bit more against Greece. It's the fact that we are being undone repeatedly, I think, by the same things. We're going to hear from Stephen Elliott in the next hour for his assessment on the game. But it's Greece who topped the League B Group 2 table this morning on goal difference from England. Both sides have won their opening two games. England beat Finland 2-0 at Wembley last night. Harry Kane scoring both goals. He became only the 10th man to play 100 games for England. Ireland, as alluded to there, have an away doubleheader in Helsinki and Piraeus next month. Disappointment as well last night for the Republic of Ireland's under-21s. They're second in Group A of qualification for next summer's European Championships. This after a 2-2 draw with Latvia. Ireland would have been highly fancied to win the game. The sides level at half-time. Sinclair Armstrong opened the scoring for Ireland. Latvia took the lead in the 63rd minute. Sean Rowan equalised 2 minutes later. It looks like Italy will claim automatic spot. They beat Norway last night. They're 4 points clear of Ireland but do have a game more played. Second place would secure a playoff. Ireland are ahead of Norway, who they face at Turner's Cross next month before then finishing their campaign away to Italy. The Irish head coach is Jim Crawford.
It's disappointing. Look, we control the game and, you know, probably not to the tempo that we wanted. We created some chances, but for me, we gifted them two goals. Simple as that. Gifted two goals and we got what we deserved.
One piece of transfer news last night. Burnley have confirmed the signing of defender John Egan until the end of the season. He had been a free agent since leaving Sheffield United. In Gaelic games, busy night of managerial movement in around the country last night. Malachy O'Rourke has been finally confirmed as the new manager of the Tyrone Footballers on a 3-year term. Niall O'Callaghan is the new Dublin Hurling manager. The Nafina clubman has been handed a 3-year term there as well. And John Kiely, as expected, is to continue as the Limerick Hurling manager. Paul Kinnerk will remain as part of his backroom team. They've they've committed to a further 2 years. Kiely has led Limerick to 5 All-Ireland titles and 6 Munster championships since taking over in 2016. There's plenty of coverage in the papers this morning of the Football Review Committee, whose chairman Jim Gavin held a lengthy briefing with the media at Croke Park yesterday. Now, many of their core proposals have been flagged previously around an increase in points for a goal and maybe 2 points for scores from distance and the deployment of the goalkeeper and a requirement to keep players inside the 65. One thing which gets plenty of focus this morning is the potential for penalty shootouts or possibly even extra time to be replaced by an overtime showdown, which would effectively be an X-score-win system, which would be similar to that deployed in the NFL. The third and final Women's One Day International between Ireland and England takes place in Stormont from 11 o'clock this morning. England looking to secure a whitewash there. And there's racing in Cork, the first away from 3:45.